Talk Show. Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mam's Ass Clowns, across the fruited Zog Plain, in the open air, coast coast, that house we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Now this is what? Oh, about 1057. Granby, uncentral, unstandard, more or less, what the fuck time. And tonight is the 16th of December, 2012, Sunday night. And, folks, the show was late. And the reason it was late was because of Survivor was on. And, folks, coming into the final four, you had three Wiggers and a Mamzerus with Judeo, Wiggers values here, and the Mamzerus won. Of course, she was a sex therapist, so I guess she could go ahead and suck it, you know, sort of like open gingerbread, go ahead and suck a golf ball through a garden hose here, or the lug nuts off an articulated lorry, or charm anybody except, well, a one-eared dingo. But anyway, tonight's episode is called The Newtown Incident, an explanation 666. And, I'll go ahead and explain what it is. I've already gone ahead and I had Logan Hunter on the MP3. And I'll probably go ahead and play the MP3 and give myself a break of about 30-some minutes. And then I'll go ahead and play Russ Walker. And what we'll do is I'll see if I can't go ahead and pull a news kike. Pull a news kike on the listeners here. They want to hear music as it's being played. And, heck, I got, four laptops. I have three of them running right now. And we'll see if we can't go ahead and do that. Okay? So, let me get on to the monologue. I have it written down. I usually have it written down, and this is the one portion of the script, which is, the show, which is scripted, sort of. Okay, well, folks, some obvious mongrel with the mental illness is common to those who suffer from Peter Duncan. And, folks, when I was in the Nuthouse, I went ahead and repeated Dr. Robert Friend's injunction that most of the ills of this world, most of the mental diseases, are caused by Peter Duncan. And used to have all these psychiatrists, and they say, who is Peter Duncan? And I'd explain that Peter Duncan is not a who, but rather a what. Peter Duncan. Do you get it? Well, some of you do. Anyway, it's caused by, most mental illness is caused by Peter Duncan. Now, the Wiggers who were in trouble for killing people, usually it was a bad case of, a bad dose of meth in many cases here, bad drugs here. And then they sort of straighten out and fly right, even though medicated. And, folks, suppose you have a nut. You have a Mongol nut. And when I went ahead and seen the character, I said, shoot, it looks just like Brian Rio, your sword brethren / sword mamzer, but a couple points lighter of hide. Didn't have as big a unibrow and certainly not as big as old Nigger Lips got here. I mean, Nigger Lips got bigger lips than Angela Jolie and Jimi Hendrix here. And by the way, Brian Rio is on the Finkelschini show Saturday nights. And Finkelschini has got more Mamzers than Eli or James. I was trolling the crap out of Eli or James. He had a bunch of delusional mongrels on there too, including Rebecca Mache. But what happens is that ever since the shooting, what I've been trying to tell people is that this guy with mental illness, I went ahead and seen his mother, and he went ahead and shot his Zogling zombie apocrypha prepping mud shark mother like a demented Grendel. Now, Grendel didn't kill his mother. I mean, Beowulf did, but heck, it killed his mother, took, supposedly, this is a story, took the mother's AR-15 knockoff and two of her pistols, and most of them were shot with these with this AR-15 knockoff. I guess he had plenty of magazines, plenty of ammo, but and he went ahead and shot her, then loaded up. You know, this is common weaponry. And he went ahead and went to the local public school, and folks, this is not a poor school district. This is not Niggertown School District. This is not Camden, New Jersey, or East St. Louis, or Hoboken, or Paterson, New Jersey. You know, a lot of places in New, pretty well most of places in, you know, upper northern New Jersey. This is a pocket of essentially a kingdom of Keiklings here, to where you have some of the middle level Jews and their Whigger friends, and you know, and a few token niggers. And looking at the crowd, it looks like increasingly most of diverse America, where 60% of it, oh, by the way, there's a Topeka shooting. And it looks like Folks, Obongo tonight went ahead and mentioned four shootings, and I remember the one in Tucson by Jewel Lee Lochner, and then the one at Aurora, and now the one at not the one at Newtown. Folks, there's no Whigger shooters here. These Whiggers, they're not Whiggers. They're Jew boys and Mamzers who are going ahead and doing this sort of thing. So essentially, you have an explosive in Kansas City or something like that. Folks, you have this shit going on. Oh, by the way, Truth Avenue, Niggertown in Kansas City. There's somebody who knows Kansas City somewhat around the Greyhound bus terminal. Truth Avenue. You know, Nigger Town. In any case, folks, you have these off-colored Mamzers getting guns and supposedly shooting all over the place, shooting the place up here. Now, this school had a place which is run according to liberal Whigger standards. No guns are allowed. No guns are allowed in school. No guns, you know, by the students, by the teachers, by the principal, by anybody. So what they have is that they had a little system, a little video camera with a microphone, and any visitor coming in would have to go up to the door, front door, and identify himself, tell why he was there, essentially advance and be recognized. And what did the shooter do? He just simply shot out the window, probably reached around, unlocked the door, and now there was only one exit really out. And what he did is he started heading out for these rooms, coming in, and they were barricaded. So in some cases, he'd get on in, and then he'd go ahead and shoot the principal. He'd go ahead and shoot, you know, the wise Latrina school teacher and a few of the kiddies. And some of the bodies had as many as 10 shots in them. And they were saying that they had practiced. They had practiced and practiced and practiced for this sort of thing. Folks, this thing has been somewhat common, usually in May, though, but usually it occurs just before there's a major break, like in Christmas, but usually it happens in May. And I was looking at school shooting back in 1998, 1995 in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and then, on the Indian Reservation. And, folks, you're having this more and more and more common. But this was not a poor school district who couldn't afford the latest and greatest in school insecurity. No, this was essentially, you know, the place where the mid-level Keiklings and the Shabbos Whiggers enjoy their diversity. A few token niggers. But essentially, this looked like more like WAPs and Guidos and what have you there. And here they are. You know, this is not a poor school district. You could tell that the buildings were relatively new and pretty well kept up, real nice brick buildings, little brick school, you know, big brick schoolhouse. And essentially, here's everything run according to liberal Whigger standards. And some little mongrel comes in with legal arms, legal level arms. He's gone ahead and shot from his prepper, you know, mud shark mother. And bang, 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 bang. Meanwhile, the pigs just sit there with their thumbs up their ass like they have a Columbine, and they just simply, here they are, gunned all up. And every single time, just like in a Harold Covington Northwest novel, Piggy doesn't believe in God, but he does believe in living as long as he can. So Piggy remembers that the first order of business is to save Piggy's ass, save Piggy's bacon. And so they wait for the little Mongol to shoot himself. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they shoot him and then claim that the little Mongol shot himself because they don't want to do the paperwork. But what you got to understand is that it's because of this sort of thing that you end up having all these conspiracy theories. Because you got to understand that because these lying pigs can't deal with the truth, they are useless at best and a never-ending threat to the lives, liberty, and property of what few remaining white people remain, or taxpayers. They're left behind in these genteel mudflows, in this case a rural kikedom known as Connecticut. Now, pigs, just like Jews, pretend to be Aryans, like Eli James, Jeremy Visser, and Alex Linder. And by the way, Alex Linder was freaking out. And by the way, I did notice Jeremy Visser and the new, you know, the Nimbuster Tars. And by the way, Nimbusters has been flushed down the toilet, and it wasn't by my hand. I mean, I have not posted to Nimbusters for, what, oh, 6, 7, 8 months? And I did log on as Logan Hunter, pretty well told Stan that I wasn't going to, I never said I was going to sue Nimbusters. This is just some Nimbuster retardation here. But my guy was taken by some other mongrels on this F2 board or something here. And now he's gone to what? He's gone to GoDaddy to wink him out or do whatever. And, you know, it doesn't matter. The answer is no. But Visser has been going ass to mouth, has been going ass to mouth with the juice kike, with the rest here. And folks, I've had a pre-New Year's resolution is that, hell, I'll let Newskike and his Jew faggot friends here, the intern and Artie, a.k.a. the Reverend Boa Cocksucker, go ass to mouth with each other. There's no point in me calling up to set straight a Jew. I had nothing to do with taking down Nimbusters. I don't really... You know, I read Nimbus. Some of the stuff was entertaining. Some of it's informative. Very, you know, and some of it's just so sick and perverse that even I'd giggle at it here. You know, I think old Gender Bender is probably, you know, is probably getting more of it than what I was. But it's sort of gone right now, and I really don't miss it. You know, I didn't have anything to do with its demise. I mean, I actually do believe in freedom of speech. Saturday night, Eli James was whining like a pussy about Jew censorship. I guess some kikes have kicked him off of, you know, kikes who haven't got the word, he's working for the ADL, have kicked him off of, Blog Talk Radio. And here, you know, you end up having Rebecca Mace. She's going ahead and essentially pretend that she's not Rebecca Mace, but I didn't get her screenshots. And this other Quigger Mams or Tard is whining because I did take screenshots. And I was making fun of Eli James. He's a Jew. He's, you know, I mean, that's what he is here. Linder was posting this crap that Jeremy Visser had posted way back in November or whatever of last year on this topics page about how I'm a, you know, twice convicted child molester. And Linder goes ahead and puts that up here. He talks about the great standards of VNNF here. I'm going to be kicked off of VNNF because I'm lying that Linder is a Jew. But Linder, you know, deliberately lies. He knows dang well I wasn't convicted at all of child molestation. In fact, for 3 years, I have him on Hunter Wallace's blog said, well, Marty, you said bad things about me. I get to say whatever I want about you, and I think you're a child molester. Okay. So why are you whining about it? I sent Greg Johnson a message is that Linder is just a lying Jew. And Greg Johnson sends a message back is that, yeah, that's what Linder does. He just lies. And in some cases, there's no point to it because he hasn't testified recently against Bill White or anything, but he wants to go ahead and scream that Greg Johnson is a homosexual. Well, he might be. He might not be. Well, folks, unlike most of these people, I actually believe in secession. And I don't believe that my writ runs to San Fax Crisco. It doesn't. It doesn't run to Connecticut. When I've seen all this shooting going on, and we talked a little bit about Logan's, I mean, folks, I wish it happened in Joplin. I wish it happened in Neosho, but not to whatever grandchildren I have. But hey, no, I mean, folks, it's hard to really feel good when you see the social order decay. But anyway, that's what pigs do, is that they lie. They lie even when the truth would serve them better, be it Jeremy Visser or Alex Linder or Eli James. They can't help but lie. So as a result, when these lies break down, these people like Visser, like Eli James, like Alex Linder, they tell even more lies to cover up their previous lies. And then they censor and ban in order to keep these lies running. So folks, by now, I mean, I was looking, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't really notice about, you know, it's just like a lot of things. I get up too late for, you know, getting things done. But when I got up, I went ahead and essentially put in a DVD blank and started recording. And folks, you end up hearing different stories. It was this guy, but no, it was his brother, and they arrested his brother. And then, no, they didn't arrest his brother. They found his brother over at his house. He hadn't talked to his younger brother for years, and then, oh, he's cooperating with them, and the father's cooperating with them, and oh, my God, they shot the mother. And the story keeps on changing. The story keeps on changing. So as a result, nobody believes anything about what they're saying. But folks, let's go ahead, and also, by this time, everybody's believing that just like you hear at the Aurora shooting, is that this drunked up, you know, screwed up, you know, mongrel, this screwed up mongrel named Holmes, and he's a screwed up little mongrel, you know, probably part two, just like Gerald Lee Lochner. Folks, you know, when people go ahead, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, and try to say that Israel Keyes, who essentially isn't really screwed up in the head, he's just amoral, might be associated with Christian Identity because he might have gone to a Christian Identity church service for a couple of times, even though the old geezer who teaches it, well, he might have, he might not have, I don't know. And as a result, when you see something committed, you know, by whites which show evidence of white planning, even if it's for good or bad results here, you don't see this here. You see crazoids. But folks, you wonder whether or not it's all got something to do with it. Let me just go ahead and tell you about this first nigger who's going ahead. He's whining, we got to stop this. And essentially, he's talking about reimposing the 2004 gun ban by hook or crook. And you end up having all these whining teachers and the rest saying the same thing. As if white America can or will go along with that. Folks, if some crazy little fucktard who's 20 years old can supposedly kill about 30, you know, 28, 26, however many here, little mudlings and wiggerlings and jewlings or whatever, and a bunch of liberal wigger mamsers, school teachers, folks, can you imagine here what a dedicated white maniac could do? And you might very well see what's going on is levels of political violence, such as you'll never see. Folks, there's plenty of guns. There's plenty of explosives. There's plenty of know-how to make all these bombs and set fires and do all sorts of shit. But once you end up having an open civil war, how's all going to stop it? Who's going to go ahead and put all the wiggers in prison? Well, who's going to go ahead and create and grow the food? So essentially, it's just like a bunch of bullies trying to convince idiots that they got to go ahead and start government or something like that. And folks, what happened in Connecticut? Knew dang well that, you know, yeah, that's what I asked Russ, and that's what I asked Logan. What are the odds of a blonde, blue-eyed, 5 or 6 year old whose parents are dual seedline Christian identity being shot in Newtown, Connecticut? Not the same odds as, blonde, blue-eyed, blonde, DSCI, blonde with big tits being shot in Niggertown, Aurora, watching a Batmanzer movie. Not very good. Folks, none of our people were even there. So who cares what happens to Mamsers? Who cares? I don't. In fact, I mean, this is just chickens coming home to roost here. As you have more and more and more crazy mongrels with lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of guns and lots of time on their hands, and they're all fucked up in the head. Well, heck, just on the news tonight here, there's a shooting in Topeka, and there's a bombing in Niggertown in Kansas City. And this is just in my neck of the woods. Why are we surprised at this happening more and more and more often here? Now in the Bible, it says what happened when you had a mongrelized former white area, the Tarim Basin. And it said because of all this miscegenation with demons and with gooks and with non-whites, violence filled the earth. Are you surprised that violence fills the earth when you have more and more violent animals, sub-animals? Here's this nigger, yap, 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 about the need to go ahead and curtail the violence. Well, folks, this same nigger has a nigger attorney general. And what they did is that they had a little operation called Fast and Furious. And here's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And they're trying to gin up a excuse to end the gun shows to where white people, white rural people, are essentially prepping for the inevitable apocalypse, the collapse, whatever you want to call it. And they are whining about essentially white people buying guns without the government saying, no, 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 you can't do that. So what did they do? Well, they went ahead and deliberately, the same old, bureau which is supposed to prevent ordinary white people from buying legal guns, they went ahead and sold, guns illegally to these Mexican gangbangers, these drug lords. As a result, over the last, 5 or 6 years, they've had about 50, usually an average of 10,000 beaners killed a year. And, essentially making sure that drug smuggling is profitable. And what they did is that this shit went on until one day, as could be expected, one of these run guns shot a Zog. INS or whatever agent, shot a Zog pig. And then they dug and they dug and they dug. And essentially the nigger attorney general lied and lied and lied and lied and lied about it. And at the very end, here comes Obongo claiming executive privilege, head nigger in charge privilege, to go ahead and cover the fact that these two worthless niggers were trying to keep Whitey from buying legal guns, so they go ahead and run guns to the beaners, not to the Indians. Well, beaners are mainly Indians. Running guns to the beaners and then lying about it. So is Obongo, what with him running around killing American citizens with drone aircrafts and spying on them here in the United States, although not killing them yet, is Obongo perfectly capable, a la Fast and Furious, of essentially knowing, just like 9/11, in advance something's going to happen? and then going ahead shooting the crazy little mongrel down, then claiming he shot himself. I think it's possible. Well, folks, I don't think we'll ever know what the truth is. So, folks, you know, rather than call it Occam's razor to where you have a conspiracy theory to believe whatever here, I prefer what I call explanation 666. It doesn't matter if it's a good day or a bad day, or, hell, whether or not the dog shit on the carpet here. The explanation has to be that Jews had something to do with it. All the bad things in life, Jews did it. Be it 9/11, or be it Oklahoma City, or be it Newtown, or be it Aurora, or be it whatever, Jews did it. Now, in most cases, Jews did do it. But, folks, it don't really matter. Jews did it. I mean, hell, that's just the easiest explanation here. I don't care what it is here. I mean, heck, your phone don't work here and talks to you won't let you in. Jews did it. Now, sometimes I go ahead and pin it on Visser and Alex Winder or something like that. But, you know, usually Jews did it. That's what explanation 666 means here. Just, you know, just three simple words here. Jews did it. Okay? Don't worry about getting into it here, because them clever, dirty Jews did it here, and they covered it up. Explanation 666 is the Occam's razor. It's the unifying force in conspiracy theoryology. Jews did it. You know what I mean? Just take 666. Jews did it. And you won't go wrong. You will not go wrong in our wonderful bowel movement. But, folks, well, once you know who did it, you know, Jews did it, what do you do then? And the answer is, well, what the fuck can you do? I mean, heck, I don't have anything to do. I don't have anything to do with some mongrel, allegedly, or pigs going ahead and shooting up, you know, Newtown, Connecticut, or Aurora, or Tucson, or something like that. I go ahead and listen, and a lot of times I laugh. But, folks, that's not getting anything done. But, folks, there's nothing you can do really about it. Can you? Can't do nothing about it. Folks, we have Jews doing whatever the hell they want to, and Uyghurs letting them get away with it, and the rest of the Mongols, you know, muds and sub-animals doing whatever the hell they want to. Is there a damn thing you can do about it? And the answer is that, well, in some extent, you know, some instances here, you can do a limited number of things about it, like if you live in a shithole like California or Texas, or you don't have a pot to piss in, the place can become niggerized and mongrelized. Well, hell, you know, maybe you ought to move to the Northwest. I mean, if you don't have a pot to piss in Alabama here, you could move to a better climate and still not have a pot to piss in, or a window to throw it out. But, folks, you know, or maybe you could get something here. You know, that's why I sort of support Harold Covington. But I don't really expect too much to come up, because Covington, A, lacks enough people, quality people, to do something about it, and B, I don't think there's anything that can be done about it. Folks, Zog Babylon is falling apart. And so, folks, what I urge you to do is what I call my 10,000 Warlords program. Now, sometimes it might be smart here, especially at item number one, get in close to Yahweh. Like I went ahead and explained to Russ Walker, like I went ahead and explained to Logan, let's say you have a little bit of teepee creeping in your past here. Now, chances are, well, I think 100%, and if you have Jew in you, I mean, hell, just might as well be a Jew. I mean, you know, just, you know, give it up, because remember, Jews did it, whatever the hell bad shit it is, but folks, let's say you have a little bit of Mongol in you, and you know it. What you do is you still pray to Yahweh, and ask not for, you know, don't demand of Yahweh anything that Yahweh doesn't have to give, but you ask for pardon, you ask for mercy, you ask for, well, undeserved pardon. Because, hell, even us white people here, even the most righteous of us, all our works, all our efforts are no more than filthy rags in Yahweh's sight, and we got to realize that. Lest we be treated like Job was. But, folks, regardless of who you are, unless you're a Jew, of course, you need to go ahead and ask for Yahweh's pardon. You need to ask for Yahweh's help. You need to say, Yahweh, please let me live. shit's going to turn bad. Shit's going to turn very, very, very bad. Please, Yahweh, let me live. Regardless of who you are, as long as you're not a Jew, say, please, Yahweh, let me live. Item number two is you get your shit together. You go ahead, you look among your friends and your family, the ones you want to go ahead and bring along with you. Folks, if you are warlord material, you already are pretty well shouldering the most of the burden for your family and your friends. And so what you do is that you decide which ones you have to go ahead and act like a pastor. You have to act like a sheep herder. You have to act like a cattleman. And you bring with you the animals you're going to keep, the people you're going to keep. Then item number three is don't think you're going to get Alex Linder or Eli or James or Finkelschini or whatever to stop the Great Tribulation or stop Zog from falling apart, because you're not. You most certainly are not. Rather, what you do is you work on saving, you know, essentially you stay low. When the time comes, and folks, you know, I think Lawson Stoddard said it best here. He said that things get very bad, but sooner or later, they get as bad as they can get. They're not going to get much worse. And folks, you let the Great Tribulation do most of the heavy killing, most of the heavy lifting, most of whatever you need to let it do. You don't expect that you are going to do anything. I mean, you've already, in point number one, admitted that you can't save yourself, so how are you going to go ahead and save Zog Babylon, even if you want to, which you should, because this is Satan's administration. Friday night has Satan the devil and the books of lost books of Adam and Eve essentially pretty well having an illusion here, like some retards do, of if I go ahead and destroy Adam and Eve and their seed, the true house of Israel, Yahweh won't have any choice but to take me back and to set me up to where Adam's place is. So let me go ahead and destroy Adam and his bloodline, and me and my bloodline, my seed, will essentially force Yahweh to accept me back, to take me back, me and my seed. And sometimes, I mean, heck, even Satan can sound like a retarded 5-year-old or like Douglas Pearson here, regardless. Oh, I hadn't noticed that Pearson was here. I'm just saying that here. I mean, heck, old Pearson was being his fine retarded self here. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, he goes ahead and treats me like, me or Harold Covington, like he's a Jew trying to go ahead. He's trying to go ahead and, you know, like a Jew like Eli James or Alex Linder, trying to force Yahweh into agreeing with him here. And sometimes tards can be amusing here, you know, unless they're really getting under your skin here and annoying the shit out of you, you know, like Pearson. But in any case, folks, that's the 10,000 Warlords program, understanding that there is nothing you can do about Zog Babylon other than saving yourself. Harold Covington, though, is right, is that Zog Babylon is not in good shape. And it might very well make good sense to head, you know, to head up to, Pacific Northwest, maybe no more west than, say, Western Montana. But yeah, there can be some sense in doing that here. I mean, I'm not saying stand in place. And folks, I wouldn't move. If you live in New Jersey, I wouldn't move to Montgomery, Alabama, to rural nigger town. I mean, folks, it's just too hot. And plus there's plenty of niggers and meaners there. But in any case, folks, that's my 10,000 Warlords program. And so, folks, what you do what you do is you see what's going on, and in many cases, there's no sense in, essentially, Obongo is going to talk about limiting guns here, and there will always be Whiggers who give them up or something like that here. But there will also be people who may not be associated with us here who say, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to pay the higher taxes. We're not going to do anything. And folks, let's understand is that we are not all in this together here. You know, I don't give a shit where some mongrel or where some pig goes ahead and shoots a bunch of little wiggers and mamsers and jewets and what have you in, what, Connecticut? I mean, hey, this is rural Jew town. This is rural Jaime town. Or in Nigger town in Aurora, Colorado. Or Tucson, you know, Beaner town in Tucson, Arizona. I mean, usually what I do when I hear this is I just laugh my head off. I mean, it makes me really feel good. It's sort of almost like here I am locked up in the nut house in March 2008, and I hear that Trader Glenn Miller's sole remaining non-faggot spawn has been killed by a highway patrolman after shooting a Whigger. Yep, there's no one left here to carry Trader Glenn Miller's name except faggot Glenn Miller. And faggot Glenn Miller don't like Trader Glenn Miller. So, folks, I mean, there's nothing I can do other than to enjoy the circus. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Worry about the shit you have to deal with. And essentially, shit you need to worry about is saving yourself and saving those of yours who you have a duty to save, you have a duty to work for, essentially living, not playing for the future, but living for today. So, folks, hate globally, kill locally. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back. I'll look at the chat, and I might very well set up a means by which I go ahead and play the Logan segment and the Russ Walker segment. So, folks, we'll be back in a little bit. Hail victory.
bigger butt cheeks. Butt cheeks. Learn to flex them. Yeah, I'm going to learn how to flex my butt cheeks. My butt cheeks. Yeah, I'm going to learn how to flex my butt cheeks. But yeah, man. Yeah, my butt cheeks. You're going to flex the egg. Don't flex my butt cheeks.
Bigger butt cheeks or butt cheeks?
Flex your butt cheeks and heels.
Learn to flex their butt cheeks. Bigger butt cheeks.
The gluteus maximus is the ass. It's the butt. That's the seat of our power.
Flex your butt cheeks.
Yeah, flex their nigger butt cheeks. That's what the glute is designed to do.
Nigger butt cheeks.
Nigger butt cheeks.
Nigger butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks. Learn to flex them. Yeah.
Work them niggers to the bone. What do you get?
Yeah, I'm going to learn how to flex my butt cheeks. My butt cheeks. Yeah, I'm going to learn how to flex my butt cheeks. But yeah, man. Yeah, my butt cheeks. You're going to flex the egg. Don't flex my butt cheeks.
Bigger butt cheeks or butt cheeks?
Well, folks, anyway, has said that to me here. I'm going to use that as a bumper. Thing when I go ahead and re-engineer it to it. I was sort of wondering what Andy, you know, how Andy was going to go ahead and work that here. But in any case here, let's see here. Well, okay, the Sam Saledin here is some sort of little Jew nimbuster here, and he was showing his Genesis 3:15. Hatred for me, and I'm not surprised by such creatures here. I mean, here's Linder. He knows what the truth is. He's claimed that VNNF is so morally acceptable because we have the highest standards and we don't allow people to tell lies. You know, here's Linder telling essentially a lie, which he can go ahead and be caught for, which he could be sued for. But Linder doesn't care. I mean, folks, I've noticed these Jews, they tell lie after lie after lie, and yet they insist that whatever white people are around be censored for telling the truth. That's what I had with Eli. That's what I have with, of course, Alex Linder and Finkelschini. I mean, folks, let's understand something. We cannot work together with any of these people. We can't live in peace with any of these people. Why should we try? Why should we bother? At all. So I was pretty well answering, you know, what goes on in the chat here. I don't know what sort of song Andy was hoping to accomplish here with this sort of montage here. I was sort of wondering if you go ahead and play, you know, let me see, the Hagar Brothers, you know, on Hee Haw here. Work your fingers to the bone, what do you get? Bony fingers, you know, and I'd sort of change it to, work them niggers to the bone, what do you get? Nigger butt cheeks. Nigger butt cheeks. So I don't know what to do with that montage, but I have used some of Hill Covington's music, and I guess the last show of the year is going to be 2 hours of, MP3 music. And some of them will be replayed again, and some of them won't hear. I'll go ahead and see what I can do with that here, okay? But any case, right here. So let's see here. Heard your name, you know. I don't know. In any case, I'm looking at this. I'm pretty well looking at the chat here. Folks, let's understand is that we don't have any control over what's happening. The only control we have, and even then, we don't have control over our lives here. Anytime the government wants to do so, it can go ahead and you're sending your kids. You know, my case. Had Logan ask the Democrats, why didn't you send your grandchildren to essentially homeschool them? And the answer for that is that, hey, it was my stepdaughter that squeezed them out. And while me and Roxy raised the oldest two, I mean, once Emily got a check from her first husband, Helen wasn't her you know, the first husband's father was, you know, the first husband was not the father of Helen. But she went ahead and convinced this Tard to go ahead and take responsibility for paying child support when she ran him off here because she is a whore. Looking for new dick. Second boy was the first husband's child. But in any case, and then she got a crazy check for him. $500-some a month. And it's supposed to be used for altogether for his usages here, but she'd go ahead and spend it. And the first time these children were taken was because they were in a school, and the second husband gets all annoyed here because, oh, this child, my previous husband, is muley, a little bit retarded, will not listen to him. So the foot comes out, and he goes ahead and breaks open the boy's lip. Here's a school teacher, goes ahead and snitches it out to DFS, and the children are taken for a month. And folks, I don't see any point in trying to run around, and try to figure out the guilt of a pig, or of a social worker, or of a judge, or a lawyer, or a politician. They simply serve Satan. And it's not in anybody's best interest, certainly not justice, and certainly not the white race, to essentially try to find out where a pig's guilt or where a pig's lies or where whatever a pig says means something here. This Nimbuster Tard, you know, just another nasty Jew. And pretty well, I let him say whatever the hell he wanted to do. I was going to go ahead and mute the cocksucker, and I noticed he was no longer there. Folks, to a Jew, my Paul Dembski, or Jeremy Visser, or Alex Linder, it doesn't matter what the truth is. I'm their enemy. And they want me to be destroyed. They want the entire white race to be destroyed. And so they have nothing but just a 315 hatred. Now, tomorrow night, I've gotten the attention of some liberal wigger who wants to ask the hate project. It's on TalkShoe. I forget where it is. I'll go ahead and post it on my forum. And it's another late night show starting at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. I'll go ahead and put it up. He wants to ask, well, you're somewhat known in the white racialist movement here. Do you want to go ahead and tell us why you hate? The answer in most cases is that hatred is a command, both to the Jew and the true white. And for my Garrett's about the only one of Yahweh's commands that are obeyed is that these creatures hate us. Their father, you know, in the lost books of Adam and Eve, is saying, well, hey, if I only destroy you, Adam, if I only destroy you, and your seed, Yahweh will have no choice but to bring me back to my former station, me and my children. And we will inherit if we destroy you, Adam. And folks, you know, Satan sounds like a delusional retard in that case. But then again, it's just like all these other, you know, niggers and retards here. They sort of think that you can make peace with somebody once you've gone ahead and stolen their grandchildren and tried to have them murdered in prison on trumped-up charges or doped them up or knocked out four or five of their teeth, that somehow we're going to find it in us to forgive evildoers, even though that's against Yahweh's law. Yahweh commands for me to hate these people. You know, they ain't even people, they're sub-animals, to hate these evil creatures. And hate especially anyone who is a Whigger traitor who advances these ill creatures. Folks, the game they play, a liberal Whigger will play, I didn't mean for it to be like this. I had nothing but good intentions. And why do you listen to stupid shit? A criminal act's motive is determined by what it's done. If somebody's going ahead supporting supporting a public school system that essentially is out to turn white children into a bunch of worthless, dumb ass, weak wiggers. Folks, I would say that they're evil. There's something wrong with them. But do I care why they're evil? No. Genesis 3:15 doesn't call for psychoanalysis, doesn't play for indulging in the Jew science, doesn't pay for wondering, maybe it's a good Jew there. Now, when Roid Rage Retard asked Alex Linder if he'd go ahead and shoot Israel Shamir, and Linder sort of evaded the question. And when Brad Griffith asked if Alex Linder would shoot a six-year-old female kikling, Linder literally sort of made a little Jew bleat. He bleated. He sounded almost like if me and Pastor John Britton were, got a hold of the worthless little kike bastard, with a bleeding bunghole, and we were putting a set of crimping pliers on his nuts here. For those of you who aren't farm boys here, there's a number of pliers here. One has a little, sort of like they call the rubber Oreo. You go ahead and you put the calf's nut sack in between there, and essentially the rubber Oreo cuts off the blood, so it goes ahead and falls. Their nut sack withers up for lack of blood and falls here. The other is the crimping pliers. Essentially, you crimp the cords, the blood cords and the rest here to the nut sack so that the nuts never develop here. So, here is, Linder, he sounds like he's bleeding as if me and Pastor John Britton has got a hold of a set of crimping pliers and put it on that kike's nuts here or something here. He refuses to answer. It sounds like he knows he doesn't want to tell the rabbi, the rabbi of Finkelstein from the Temple Schmuckle Fuckle of St. Louis that he advocated shooting, even hypothetically, little six-year-old kikelings. And, folks, these people tell knowing lies and pretend that they are, they are a higher plane. That's what's happened with William Pierce. All he was just a cowardly intellectual who took order money and then was owned by the nutsack and essentially ran an Elohim city for creatards and retards and the rest of them. And probably this Anglo Mestizo Wiggerswell was his, quote, membership director to make sure that he didn't have too many members to run through the $400,000. I mean, I have some respect for Greg Johnson because, heck, he doesn't have $400,000 of order money to support his ass, to go ahead and have a subsidy. And so as a result, he has nothing, and rightly so, nothing but contempt for Linder. And Linder essentially is running for vicious Tory Corral. Why are we surprised at that? The answer is we're not. We're not. Okay? So let me go ahead and look at the, look at this thing here. Play it next break. Well, I already did play it here. But anyway, did they make you see a psychiatrist? Well, folks, yes, of course they make you see a psychiatrist. I got sent on the, I got the set so on the say-so of this little Jew, wannabe medical student named David Landers. I said, "Are you a Jew?" "Oh, no, I don't think I'm a Jew." Well, Ann Landers was a Jewess here. You have the same name as Ann Landers. She was a Jewess. What do you mean you're not a Jew? Ah! So what happens, a little goofy bastard went ahead and said I was guilty, I had psychotic order not otherwise specified. Last night, I changed. He knows the truth of the matter. He knows I wasn't convicted of anything. And yet, he claims, just like the lying Jew he is, that, essentially I was convicted of something. And that's what Jeremy Visser. Visser is running ass to mouth with all the other Jews here. And so these Jews, they tell lies. None of these people want to go ahead and admit that essentially their little courts and their little policemen are essentially sense. None of them want to admit that their police and their courts and the rest essentially are nothing more than operated for the sake of destroying the white race. Just like every empire has gone ahead and been taken over, some cases by Jews or by race traitors, and they destroy their founding stock. And if anybody believes that you can have a coast-to-coast America with, what, 30% being white, of which only about 10 or 15% are working, that this is going to happen. Folks, they're talking about raising taxes on everybody. I think what they're going to go ahead and find out is they can go ahead and raise the taxes all they want, and people are not going to be able to pay. And what you might very well see is violence. Essentially, that is not psychotic like today or Friday, but you will see directed political violence by desperate whites. Folks, when a white man does something, he does it better than any mud or any Jew could do it. Folks, once all these things start falling apart, how's it going to be put back together? How's it going to stay together? How's it going to cleave together? When I say that it's probably best that you know, don't be like me. I mean, it's too late for me. It's all got my number. But folks, I mean, I'm relatively safer telling Zog, telling people kill Zog, kill Zoglings, kill pigs, kill whatever, as long as I don't name, do an imminent thing here. But folks, it might come up as that, hey, for what I've already said, I'm a gone goose here. And that's pretty well the way they act, to me here. Folks, you still have idiots. Why do you hate? Well, folks, first of all, I'm commanded to hate. I'm born to hate. Simply by being who I am, I'm simply born to hate the spawn of Satan, those who do the work of Satan. I'm born to hate. Uncle Pastor John Britton, he's tried, in many cases when he was younger, tried to evade his family's legacy. And it doesn't matter even if you try to evade it. You're still judged by these people who know who you are. And you're still screwed. You're still screwed regardless of whether or not you do put to the plow. Now, I probably had more of a choice than Pastor John Britton. But the end result is we're both hated. And folks, once you go ahead and figure out is that Genesis 3:15 is the only law that the Jew obeys. Folks, these people, these sub-animals, sometimes they think to themselves here, just like Satan, well, hey, once I've gone ahead and destroyed the white race, Yahweh will take me back here. Yahweh will essentially have nobody left here because there are no white people left, so therefore we're going to have a golden age because Yahweh will go ahead and give to us regardless of our limitations, the fact that we're evil, the fact that we do not deserve it because we've destroyed those who would deserve it. Think about it. If you hang on to the end and you are loyal to Yahweh, you will get eternal life. So, why in the world, in the short time you are on this earth, why should you, when it comes down to it here, you'll make mistakes and you'll do things because of weakness or stupidity. And yes, every single one of us will do that. And in many cases, we are raised to be wiggers, even more so now for the younger generations here. there's a reason why Yahweh says is that the first shall be last, and the last should be first. And they come up with a parable of those who only work for an hour, but yet in the hottest part of the day, getting as much as those who started out in the cool of the morning and worked 6, 7, 8 hours, and those who only came on in the very last hour of the day, when things were the hottest, things were the worst. They got the same penny as those who had been there for a while. Folks, what does that parable say? It says that the last many cases will earn as much because they have suffered more in a shorter time. They've had to overcome more. Folks, sometimes every night here I pray my grandchildren will come back, that they'll find their way back. But regardless of what happens, that they'd not turn into a bunch of worthless wizards. And I pray that to Yahweh. I pray that Yahweh will protect them. That Yahweh will, not turn them into a bunch of worthless wizards, running around marrying niggers and Jews and Bamsers and all this other sort of thing here. And these idiots I'm going to go ahead and talk on tomorrow night here, they don't seem to understand is that, folks, you can't have a white Western standard of living without white Western people running it. And so they wonder, why in the world do you have a problem with your kind appearing? Why in the world do you have that problem? Why do you not accept that? And the answer is that I can't and I won't accept that. I might very well die on the way there, but then again, you've got to understand here, is that essentially the moment you breathe your first breath of life here, there is a death sentence on you, and it comes one to a customer. And once you end up, if you end up having too much to whom is given here, much is expected back. Sometimes I think the Wiggers don't even have soul sometimes. I mean, what would they do with a soul if they had one? I mean, I see what they do. I see the choices they make. Hell, I mean, there are some not quite whites who end up acting better than most Wiggers do. And folks, let's understand that there's a reason. There's a reason I play Wigger Problem every re-engineered song here. It's because we have a Wigger Problem. You go ahead and just like I said with Explanation 666, remember the Jews did it? Folks, behind every Jew doing evil, there's at least 10 Wiggers, Shabbos Wiggers, aiding and abetting him. Covington's book about the border town. The last major section is Freedom Sons. You have a sort of Romeo and Juliet situation, which Covington didn't invent the Romeo and Juliet situation here about two children born of different grandparents on opposite sides of the border and loving each other. I don't think William Shakespeare invented that particular plot, although he did most famously. And Covington does it most skillfully now. I'm trying to figure out what the point I was trying to make. But when it comes down to it, there seems to be a reconciliation between the white Northwest volunteer soldier, guerrilla soldier, and the ex-pig brought on the other side when their grandchildren do marry. Because when it comes down to it, blood is indeed thicker than water. But for most of their lives here, one served, not so much good, but survival. And the other served the forces of evil and death. And at the very end, unlike real life, there seems to be a reconciliation, an understanding that it is time to stop serving death and evil. But only because there was an option, in Covington's, book world. Well, in our case, folks, we do not believe there's going to be a great tribulation. We don't believe we're going to be raptured up to cloud 666 and get to watch some wigger running for his life through a wheat field, pursued by Ma Dick XIX and Tyrone Leroy Jenkins going ahead and trying to kill that wigger, and that wigger learning too late that niggers don't belong in this world, and certainly not chewing up on old wigger. But folks, most people learn that way too late. And what we're taught in at least Christianity is that your job as a white man, or even someone who ain't maybe quite white, but who don't presume to tell Yahweh what to do, but who does serve good, who does serve right, it's your job to serve Yahweh and thus serve our people at the same time. These critters like Alex Linder, I mean, most of them are mongrels, some of them are Jews. They have no loyalty other than to themselves at all. They would go ahead and betray a fellow Jew in a heartbeat because that's all they have. That's the only life they have. That's the only possibility they have. It's sort of like them pigs. Sort of like them pigs at Columbine or Newtown or Aurora or whatever, in those Covington books. And Covington's noticed that, is that what they do, it don't matter. It don't matter how much police body armor they have. It doesn't matter at all. None of them rush forward because they only have one life. Why risk it? Why risk it? Don't risk it at all. Okay? Well, the thing about it is that here's Obongo saying, we must change. Well, no, nigger. We already know what you've done, you and your nigger attorney general. I mean, far from taking guns out of the hands. I mean, when you talk about ending the easy availability of guns here, hell, you've gone ahead and given it to criminal beaners. I mean, look, Obongo, you're simply lying. But what seems to me is that here are all these niggers and Jews and the rest, and they sort of have the notion is that somehow they're going to get their way. But somehow all they have to do is pass a law, and people will obey. And they don't seem to realize what happens when essentially someone decides not to obey. And while, just like with Harold Covington here, the Sanger family, goes ahead and resists Zog stealing their children and selling them. And that's what starts this Northwest Republic War. Folks, it's not only going to be that, it's going to be a number of things here. And I don't think even professional revolutionaries understand at the time what particular spark set off the revolution. In the case of the French Revolution, it was a bread riot. And then somebody went ahead and jumped aboard a platform and pretty well said, hey, folks, let's go ahead and tear down the Bastille. And turn loose a real Looney Tune here, a real pervert called the Marquis de Sade. But anyway, yes, let's go ahead. Napoleon put the Marquis back where he belonged, okay? So T.I. think you're a perp. You're the enemy now. Well, the answer is that I'm not a perp. I mean, all these idiots. Why in the world would I be stalking any of these idiot Mamsers, any of these idiot Wiggers, any of these idiot Jews. Why would I stalk? Why would I buy or stalk any of these tards? Most of the time, I don't even listen to them. I mean, as far as the Nimbusters is concerned here, I never said I was going to sue them. Why would I sue them? They're just a bunch of freaking idiots. They're just a bunch of Jews. They're a bunch of mongrels. They're just being what they are. Why bother? Why bother? Well, yeah, they're off their meds in many cases here. Okay? So, where am I at here? Let's see. Okay. Well, okay, Andy, you decided to go ahead and call a night, and that may be the thing to do. That may be the thing to do. What I wanted to point out, though, is that regardless of what happens, we don't have any say, really, in what happens to this mighty evil empire at all. All we have say is to how we meet either our end or the opportunities which is coming along when Zog falls apart. Now, you know, generally, you know, someone like Pearson here, I just simply say, why don't you just simply, rather than annoy, you know, pretty well get on these talk show shows and talk about stupid shit you know nothing about, why don't you just simply quietly work on getting out of Toronto or getting, you know, whoever, go ahead and go to your grandparents or parents' farm in Ontario or French Quebec or what have you. See, these frogs in Quebec, in many cases, have a better grounding about what's coming down than most wizards do. They understand is that the government is not on their side. So what they do is they have plenty of little frog babies, and they occasionally tell their little young mackerel snapping church a few things here. They keep an eye on the priest here. But what they do is that they essentially live a simple life here. And that's about all you can do, okay? That's all you can do. So let me go ahead and see how long I've been talking here. We don't know how to interact here. Well, folks, I've been going on for 33 minutes. And, folks, do I want all the, you know, who thinks I'm stalking her out? I don't know who the hell this all the character is. Saturday night, I was listening to the Nimtard show some. Pretty well, I paid attention, you know, I was listening to the news kind of go yap, 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 for about a half hour, and then here comes Stan. And essentially, Stan is why I like a pussy that I guess the Nimtard show came down, he's going to go ahead and choose somebody else to figure out who DDoS'd them or whatever here. Well, it wasn't me. I mean, folks, I did post at Nimbusters when Brian Rio was taking down all the other places for me to post. I did post then. But, you know, hell, I just sort of capered off after I got my forum back in, June, July of 2011. And I don't think I've posted since, what, March or April of this year. And that's one of my, you know, that's one of the, you know, there's nothing to post. Now, I do read Nimbusters usually on the night I'm doing the show to see, well, what perverted, you know, crazy shit they can come up with. I mean, sometimes some of this stupid, it's such hilarious perverted shit here, I laugh my head off at news, you know, Nimbusters. And occasionally, they'll go ahead and find something like what, you know, Alex Winder's house looks like or what have you, and I will look at it. I will link to Nimbusters. But I do not post to Nimbusters. And essentially, I do pay attention that here's Visser and Blushing America, you know, Blushing Mary America is pretending to be, oh, this stupid twat that Logan was running around. And here's Visser essentially plotting about causing trouble for Logan. Why? Logan hasn't done anything to Visser. I mean, you let Visser lie for about 4.5 hours. Then after that, well, hey, I'm not going to let Visser on my show no more. Visser is nothing. I mean, all he does is waste my time and lie. I got better things to do than listen to some Jew melungeon, you know, lie and lie and lie here. You know what I mean? Okay, did you, you know, Fragger Wager, the Nimbusters are going to be mad at you then here. You know what I mean? You know, well, they're, I mean, hell, they're retarded here. You know, sort of like Pearson here, you know. in any case here, I mean, they're just, you know, they're just retarded. And, you know, I mean, why in the world? I mean, sort of like Chuck. One time, Frankenwigger had me go over to troll, you know, Chuck Waddy, T.I. or whatever here. And the guy was, the guy sounded, you know, a lot like the critters I used to see at the Nut House here who were fucked up in the head, mumbling to himself about how he wasn't racist, didn't like racist, didn't like racism. Sort of like Stan last night. I can't stand Nazis. Nazis didn't believe in freedom of speech. Well, no, they didn't. But on the other hand, they didn't believe in letting Jews run wild either here. You know what I mean? Folks, most of the time, I mean, to be honest with you, if any of you think I spend my time going to the courthouse and making a speech or telling Wiggers that they're fucked up, which they are, no, I don't go to talk to Wiggers. I don't go to save Wiggers. I pretty well say whatever I have to say here. And, folks, I have an unlisted call. I don't really want people who I don't really want to have here, here. I don't really, you know, I mean, heck, I went for about 2 months after I snuck back to talk to you trying to say don't post the show's link onto Nimbuster because I don't want to deal with a bunch of Nimbuster retards. And I didn't. I did not want to deal with a bunch of Nimbuster retards. And now that they're here, well, you just sort of put up with them. Up to a point. Up to a point. I had Obagender Bender whine like a pussy. You censored me, Morty! Well, look, Obagender Bender, pretty well the deal is you could post what you wanted, you know, wanted there, but as other people went ahead and posted here, you have to live with the fact that, you know, your bullshit's going to be in the middle. Instead, you took down what you said and then reposted so it'd be on the top. And no, you know, no, Obagender Bender. Don't work that way. You don't get to tell me how to run my show, especially since you are so against me even having a forum. Hell, you're going to ask them out of Brian Real. So if you want to whine about censorship, it's because you went ahead and took a few privileges that you shouldn't have. And so now, since, you know, your commentary was deleted, you can't post anymore as Obadiah 118. You're going to have to post as Amy Rose or Pastor _ Visser or whatever. I mean, don't give me your horseshit. I mean, every time, you know, every time I go ahead and post a Finkelstein or something like that, hell, it doesn't even last here. Your horseshit lasted for about, what, 3, 4, 5 months? You know, the Sam Saladin here. I let that cocksucker call me a chomo quite a few times, and hey, I got, you know, I mean, if that's all you got to say, we'll say it once or twice here, but hey, don't run into the ground here. Sort of like Linder. I mean, all it shows is you're just an evil kike here. Linder going ahead and whining about, oh, how VNNF does not tolerate lies here, it has a higher standard. And then you go ahead and you post something, which Jeremy Visser went ahead and posted, which you know is a lie, and you don't even post the, you know, my response on that very self-same link. Hell, this, you know, hell, Linder, you've really screwed up. You've really gone ahead and made yourself into a lying kike. I mean, folks, what I do is I keep the skill. I'm not, now Linder is reduced, him and Hanning and the rest are reduced to misspelling my name. The ADL Wiggersquill School of Linstead Bashing. You go ahead and you this righteous name, so they can't be Googled. They can't be searched out. But then again, you're still a tard where, well, Greg, you know, Greg Johnson is writing my name, and you're responding to it, so hey, I'm still able to see your post. But you're telling me that you're essentially that you're you're worried about. You're worried about what I might say about you here. Folks, I've been around this movement. I know how to keep on pecking, you know, at your bleeding tight bunghole to where essentially, you know, just Google gut sick Guido weasel with Jew ass cancer or gut sick Guido weasel with Jew ass AIDS. I mean, folks, people think you're a Jew, that you have a Jew genetic disease, because you do, Linder. You running around and censoring even your friends here means you don't have any friends pretty soon. True. Okay? So, well, Frank Winger, you know, well, they didn't believe I could do it here. You know. Okay, Frank Winger, you're a marked man by the Nimbusters here. Okay? I'll tell you who I think is the next or the first overtly CI shooter. And it's, you know, since Buford Ferrell. Commandor McFag, Steve Elder. There's a character who I can see hosing down a school. Hell, even got Eli James to admit, what are you going to do, Eli James, when old McFag goes ahead? You know, this was before the show starts, and before I'm really being mean to Rebecca Mason, the other man, before McFag showed up. I said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if McFag goes ahead, he's running wild, and somebody has his wife get fired from her government job, his squaw wife get fired from his government job. What are you going to do if he does like he said he has, he snaps, he goes ahead and starts killing, goes to a school, pulls a Stockton or a Newton or, you know, well, this was before Newtown. This was last year. So what are you going to do if he goes ahead and snaps and goes to a school with all his, you know, guns here and goes ahead and shoots people? I'm not going to be the one who's responsible because me and the fag don't get along here. Tubal Kenite Mams are here. Him and me don't get along here. And essentially, Eli James said, well, I'm trying to go ahead and get him to cut down on talking about violence, using guns, and all the guns he got, and all this sort of thing. And I says, well, hell, you can't even get the fag to essentially allow free speech here on your forum. How the hell are you going to get him to stop doing that? So then the fag showed up, and, you know, he whined like a pussy. I got blocked by a liar. But, hey, if there's anybody, you know, this is where Keys here. I mean, you know, you have the Southern Poverty Law Center trying to claim that this is where Keys is a Christian identity, dual seedline Christian identity, a killer. And the answer is he's not here. Him going ahead and killing some 18-year-old Uyghurs here who goes ahead and slings coffee or something like that. There's no political or religious or anything aspect to it. It's just some psycho going ahead and killing people for money or for shits and grins or a combination of both here. It has nothing to do with organized political violence. And folks, I don't have a problem with organized political violence against Log and Zoglitz. But folks, this is, you know, all this is just a Zog false flag. All this is just to essentially do more of the same stupid shit that ain't working. It isn't going to continue to work, and essentially convince Uyghurs that they need to turn in their guns and trust the niggers. Oh, by the way, old Nelson Mandela here. You know, there's talk that nigger's going to croak off pretty soon. And essentially, we're going to go ahead and get to see the same shit that happened in Haiti 210 years ago, where since then, niggers just run wild and they kill all the white people because they're stupid niggers. Folks, if that sort of thing happens here, maybe
maybe he'll go ahead and tell Wiggers. Essentially, you know, what they already all know is that Zog doesn't represent them or their interests. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a break, and I'm not sure what I'm going to go ahead and play next. It might be the Logan Hunter segment or maybe the Russ Walker segment. I think I'll go ahead and do that. So we will be back, folks. Yell good.
By the way, you are fucked, Frank Weir. I guess Deb Cards is up here. Well, I don't really care. I sort of think it's sort of weird. I don't really care. I don't have a problem with them busters here. I mean, but somebody did post this, you know, this. somebody did post, you know, this. You said that you think F2, you know, and I'm bored. So, okay, you know, you're going to have the wrath of the Nimtards. the wrath of Ass Clown, the wrath of Mamders. Oh, by the way, Moner was on the Finkelstein show last night. The Moner has come back. The Moner is on the Finkelstein show. So I don't doubt that she supports Hal Turner. I mean, she is one crazy bitch here. Who knows? She may even show up someday on the Movement Turn, even though she says, you know, said Finkelstein, I'm a terrorist. I'm a terrorist. Well, I'm sort of glad the Nimtards are up here. You know, I don't believe all, I don't write all this stupid shit here, but hey. okay. Get Pastor Bob Joseph's guest. Make sure you tell him you're not Jewish. Well, same thing with old Visser here. You didn't tell Visser. Visser didn't tell me he was from London. Let's see here. Good show. Okay, well, it's on here. So Nimbusters is on here. So what I mean, you know, at least they're funny. They are funny. Okay? So, all right. Okay, well, Frank Wigger, you are busted by the Nimtards here. You was busted by the Nimtards. Screwed up by those douche. Okay. Well, guest number three, this is the place. This is the place to get your MDR of hate. Okay? Well, no. I don't want any tards. You call it targeted individuals. You ought to go ahead and cut off the GEPTE, you know, with tarred individuals. Not targeted, tarred, as in fucktarded, as in the intern. You know what I mean? You know, tarred individuals. And the answer is no. Don't need no tards. Don't really need no tards, okay? So, any case here, you know, probably Sam Saline sounds a lot like that Jude Dembski. All right, well, anyway, folks, let's see how long I've been hacking. 3 minutes? Okay, hold on.
I think I'm going to go ahead and play some Logan Hunter here. Okay.
Young Grendel decides to flip out. He goes ahead, kills mommy, loads up her guns, and they're all her ammo that she's been saving. But mainly, he goes ahead and uses a ROM gun here, this little AR-15 knockoff, semi-automatic knockoff. He uses it.
Yeah.
And then what he ends up doing is he goes to this, relatively new school with probably state-of-the-art quote protection where anybody coming in, and I'll listen to it on the news, anybody who's coming in is supposed to, he's supposed to go ahead and announce himself. He's supposed to show ID. He's supposed to be recognized. He's supposed to sign in. They're supposed to go through a little dog and pony show before they let anybody inside the door. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And what does he do? Well, he goes up there and he shoots out the window. Unlocks the door. And then, now, since you end up having a lockdown school, what he does is he goes from classroom to classroom, and where he can go ahead and break down, he goes ahead and shoots he shoots the kiddies multiple times. He said sometimes as many as 10 times for a little 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 year old children. And he shoots a principal, he shoots the rest of them here dead or in a hammer. And there's nobody with a gun to stop him.
I mean, what security guard from school could have stopped this joker?
Well, maybe, but on the other hand, are they going to allow the security guard? And what happens if you go ahead and shoot the security guard? What happens if you essentially, let's say you had two shooters, one to guard the only entrance out here, which is this, been knocked out, coming in. You have one of them to sit at the end of the hallway and essentially shoot them as they come out. Now, when he starts shooting them here, some of them ran past him here and survived that away. You're talking about this beaner, 20-some-year-old beaner's teacher here. She was a hot-looking, hot tamale, but essentially she got shot. And her charges, some of them got shot, but most of them just ran past him out there and out the door here like a bunch of cats. And they survived by doing that. But if he'd had two Confederates, if this had been a politically motivated shooting here, why, that wouldn't have happened. Now, on the other hand, because the pigs lie, they lie and they lie and they lie, and they change their stories, essentially, I'm going ahead and calling the explanation, the conspiracy theory, because everybody believes in conspiracy theories because they do not trust the government. They don't trust what the police say. They don't test what the schools say. But according to what they're saying, there is no way in hell that they could have stopped this shooting. And, folks, this was in Connecticut. You had a bunch of Jews and cacklings get shot. You had a bunch of other people. Essentially, you had a bunch of stuff going on. And essentially, this particular school was locked down as much as liberal wiggerology will allow it to be locked down. Correct? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was an acme of liberality, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right? And what did it if you go ahead and go by what the official story is, Nut kills mommy with guns, goes down, shoots out the door, gets in, and then shoots all these unarmed schools and all these unarmed teachers and whatever. It's a wonder that more people didn't get killed. But essentially, when you have liberals running it, essentially that was as liberal as it could be, unless you end up having, essentially, going through a police station, right?
Yeah.
Armed guards, who guards the guardians. But essentially, this was, Newtown, Connecticut. It is probably a little, a wigger pocket or a multiracial pocket. You had niggers, you had token niggers, you had a whole bunch of, I looked at the crowd, and this was a typical Eastern wiggerized crowd where essentially you have about 40 relatively, you end up having about 60-40 mix here. And essentially, somewhere between the 20% here, they're sort of dark, looking like Guidos or something like that. They have a bit of Anglo Mestizo in them. They have a bit of Mamsa in them here. there's probably, 25-30% who are essentially Aryan-looking, even though they might be Jews. And then you end up having pretty well a, 60% brown, 30%, pure Uyghur, relatively pure Uyghur. And that's what you see here. You see a few Uyghurs, but you don't see very many blonde, blue-eyed Uyghurs anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
But on the other hand, it's not nigger town yet either, is it?
Yeah.
So essentially, this is a diverse community of Zoglinks. Running a liberal Uyghur, enclave in Connecticut here, where essentially it's sort of like a rural kikedom, to where Jews who want to have a few.
You guys were arguing with my mom, and I told her, I said, we're talking about the victims, and she tried to say the shooter was white, all the victims were white. I said, no, the shooter was off white. He was a Mongol, and not all the victims were pure white either. And my mom didn't know what to say because.
So that's the truth. That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why in the world should I or you mourn? They're not us. They're essentially a bunch of Mamzers and Uyghurs and Mongols, essentially living according to liberal Uyghur, Uyghur rules, right? They're living according to their life, aren't they? They're not, they're not us. Do you think there was any pure Aryan dual seed line Christian identity child or teacher killed in Newtown, Connecticut? Do you think there was any of them? Do you think any of us were killed in Newtown, Connecticut?
Well, I think most of what got killed was probably Mongols. I mean, I don't think there was a lot of pure whites.
There was none of our people up there, was there? And I don't count a Uyghur as being our people.
Nothing I could tell. But a shooter was definitely a Guido Mamzer, probably had Jew in him.
Yeah, he looked sort of like Brian Rio would look here. Maybe a little bit lighter than Brian Rio, but essentially he wasn't one of our kind, was he?
No, not at all.
No. And when these supposedly ragheads, although I believe Jews did, but when 9/11 happened to New York, did you suffer any whining and pissing and moaning about what happened to, New York?
I knew the Jews were behind it. I mean, that was as soon as it happened, I knew it was a staged event. So, basically, this shit's not going to stop until his kids are taken out of power. They're not going to be good little Jews like Brother Nathaniel Kapner and play good. I mean, a leopard can't change his spots. And that's what Yeshua told Satan's kids, that they were the children of the devil, and they were all liars, thieves, and murderers.
Mm-hmm.
They were all going to hell. I mean, that's what Yahweh told them. It was pretty simple, And it doesn't matter how nice some of these Jews in the identity movement or the white nationalist movement pretend to be, as soon as I find out they're a Mongol or Jew, I don't have nothing to do with them. Usually, once I get confusion and face on them, if not before, usually down the road I'll catch them in a lie or a liberal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, pretty well. It's sort of like Alex Lender and Dan Johns and Jeremy Visser and Eli James. I mean, they're just Jews and Mongols pretending to be white, pretending to be Israelite, pretending to be Aryan. They're not. They just simply lie and lie and lie and lie. And last night on the News Kike show, you ended up having the News Kike on. And essentially, Jeremy Visser was going ass to mouth with him. From my dear, I don't think Visser has a job. I think he's even between jobs more. And right now he's with Russ and, Visser is on the, going ahead and listening in to what the hell. Wickstrom has decided to go ahead and redo his show, something like that here. So,
So Rutherford's going to listen to Wickstrom or not, so.
No, he's going to go ahead, and when Wickstrom's gone, he's supposed to call in to this show, okay? And Wickstrom hasn't blocked me. I'm on as Dick Welton. I'll go ahead and tell Russ, no hurry, unless he wants to go ahead and go to bed. But, okay, let's go ahead. This is the official story. Some nut kills Munchak Mommy, goes down to the school, bang, 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 bang. The pigs are sitting, pissing down their leg, whine, 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 whine. essentially, you know, the complaint is, you know, that's the official story. And essentially,
my mom believes all the bullshit. My mom believes a lot of liberal bullshit. And even she said the mud shark mommy was just asking for it, having all those guns and allowing her deranged, mentally retarded mongrel son to have access to all those guns. I mean, basically, you have to blame the mother. Yeah, you can't outlaw guns for law-abiding citizens.
Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And now they're going to talk about being mean or mentally ill people. The thing about it is, though, I mean, for all these people who claim to be tougher on somebody else, I mean, as I look at it, okay, but if your policeman makes a mistake, and let's say I'm sent to another house, you know, illegally, you are responsible for the crime that policeman commits, and you and your family need to die for it because you are getting involved with this as well here. And generally, whenever a liberal goes ahead and talks about a police state, he believes that he is, you know, because he means so much better, that he should be essentially immune from the laws. The laws should only apply to white people so that these people can go ahead and rule. We have a teacher here. He's proposing that the rules do not apply to him. You know what I mean? You know, that the, you know, like one rule was that one rule that came out here in Missouri about a year and a half ago is that teachers could not, without the permission of parents or guardians, could not access under 18-year-old students at their school on Facebook or on social media without the parents and the school district's knowledge and consent. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He didn't like that. Oh, he upset about it. And people were saying, well, why in the world should you be given the right to have access to my children without me knowing about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, and essentially some people said, that's not right. That's not the way things should be done. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree, Mark.
Yeah.
So basically, this shooting, see, Satan and his kids, the Jews, they've staged a lot of shootings of high school kids, that Virginia Tech was college-age kids, and that didn't get all the bleeding heart wiggers to embrace gun control so that they could allow all the white race to be slaughtered in America overnight. So now they have had a staged event, possibly a staged event, with this mongrel, deranged, mentally retarded Jew. If this was a staged event, and this Guido didn't go chimp, then their ideal was to kill a bunch of 6-year-old.
That's exactly what I'm calling. Essentially, people are wondering whether or not this was indeed a staged event, and that essentially they did let the little monster go in. They wound him up like a little MKUltra, Manchurian Oswald, or whatever you want, and they let him do that. I mean, there's a lot of people thinking that's exactly what ended up happening. And you gotta understand, this particular nigger has already been caught doing a false flag event. Can anybody say Fast and Furious, to where during his administration, along with the connivance of his head nigger attorney general, that they deliberately ran guns? They deliberately ran guns and gave guns to these Mexican gangbangers in hopes of essentially finishing off the gun show, or essentially, going ahead and transferring guns in private sales. They want to do that way so the white people can't go ahead and send out guns privately. That's exactly what the hell they want to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the hell they want to do. And, folks, I mean, when it got caught, when one of Zog's own pigs got shot by some of these Fast and Furious Gunwalker guns, these guns walked, essentially it got revealed, and essentially what Obongo did is that the head nigger in charge, Attorney General, stonewalled as long as he could, and then when Congress was getting on his ass, essentially he claimed executive privilege. So this nigger has run guns before. This nigger has run guns to Mexicans in order to blame white people and take away their rights. That's exactly what this nigger has done. So does anybody believe that this nigger, this lying nigger, would have a damn bit of trouble with going ahead and setting up a real mamzer and giving him a free shot or a bunch of free shots?
No, because look, what about that father and son, those white patriots down in Arkansas that Obama, I think they were helping people get back their foreclosed houses or something, and they were the father and son, and Obama gave the order to have them murdered by a SWAT team in Arkansas, and that wasn't on the news, Martin. I mean, that was never brought up, but Obama did officially gave the order to assassinate him, just like he killed that raghead.
Or kill this raghead, and this raghead's 16-year-old kid.
Kill him with a drone.
I mean, essentially, murdered an American citizen. He murders a stupid raghead. Essentially, it was a raghead who was initially used for so-called purposes of peace. He was a raghead used for so-called purposes of peace. He got tired of being used and abused. So essentially, he went over to Yemen and said, hey, look, this George Bush, this war on terror here, I was used, I was abused, I mean, I was lied to, I was made into their little puppet, I'm not wanting to be their puppet here, I don't, 9/11 was wrong, but essentially what America's doing in essentially murdering our people, murdering our co-religionists in the name of Jews and big oil is wrong. And essentially for not actually lifting up a gun, not shooting, firing anybody, just for simply saying that essentially the foreign policy of the United States is evil and corrupt, Obongo murdered him and then murdered a 16-year-old son using a drone, a robotic murdering drone device here. And there's by the way, they're advertising this show with this wigger, a Mongol kid called 1600 Pennsylvania. And essentially he's saying, this wigger president is saying, you better not do anything with my daughter because I have a death robot that can kill you. There's something like that here, you know what I mean? He's threatening this wigger and wants to go ahead and go out on a date and fuck his daughter, fuck his 16-year-old wigger skank daughter, with a death drone, you know what I mean? If his pecker gets out of his pocket here. And folks, nobody, everybody thinks that's funny, but it's not funny. Essentially, you're having somebody who's playing even a white president, even a wigger president, is threatening to kill the boyfriend, using his power to go ahead and do so. And that's how far we've fallen as a country here. This country is not ours anymore. It's not at all here. And so I don't, unlike all these other bowel movement leaders, we're trying to go ahead and build something. I understand is that, folks, there's no building anything. Your life could be ended tomorrow by a sociopathic Kenyan nigger doing whatever the hell he wants to. You could go ahead and local police can do whatever the hell they want to you, and nobody will give a fuck. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Nobody will give a shit at all. And so, what to do? And for those who listen to my show, I tell them to, number one, I call it my 10,000 Warlords program. I call it decentralizing the bowel movement. I tell people that what they ought to do is essentially get close to Yahweh and pray to Yahweh that whatever happens, that Yahweh has your back, that Yahweh sees fit to let you live so that you will make it past the great tribulation, you will make it past Christ's second coming, and that you won't have to die before you get carried up here in the first resurrection here. You know, I call for people of our kind who believe as we do to essentially, of course, get close with Yahweh. But I call for other people, and even if they're mamzers, to get close to Yahweh and beg for mercy, beg for unmerited pardon. Number one job, beg Yahweh for forgiveness, for pardon, for mercy. And, you know, that's your number one thing you can do here. That's the number one thing you should do. The number two thing you should do.
I mean, he's been trusting Satan and his kids, but the Wiggers do. Don't trust in Yahweh and pray to him for mercy and guidance.
Well, let's say you're just a part mamzer who acts more like a Wigger. You still can ask Yahweh for mercy. You can ask him for unmerited pardon. You can't demand that Yahweh.
Live a righteous life. I mean, basically, let's say that, you know, if you were a mamzer, you didn't have any Jew. But let's say you were a slight mamzer. You know, you can't be a pure white son or daughter of Yahweh, but you could stay out of the way of Yahweh and his work, and you could not hinder the pure white race, and you could still live a...
You can live a moral life, and you can mind your own business, and you cannot cause any trouble. I mean, you cannot force Yahweh to give you pardon or give you mercy or give you or make a covenant with you, but you can live a moral life here. You know what I mean? You can read that Bible and you can obey it, and you can go ahead and do good works here, but you do not have any right to tell any white man what to do. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, we're agreeing with that, correct? But number two is that what you do is that when you are getting right with Yahweh, get right with those of your family who are worth saving. Go ahead and look over your friends and family and figure out which ones are worth saving. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. You make sure, you know, there's some of your family which essentially are pieces of shit who will betray you, and you cannot trust them, and you ought to know that. In many cases, it says, like in Matthew 10, you know, 10, verse 36, that a man's foes shall be they of his own household, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a man's foes shall be they of his own household, and you cannot trust.
Yeah.
Sometimes you cannot trust them.
I mean, Wiggers are our worst enemy because they're hating and betting Satan's kids and destroying us. And basically, they're turning their ear to Yahweh and his laws, and they don't give a damn. I mean, the Wiggers sometimes are twice the child of hell as Satan's kids.
Okay.
Did the phone break up? What's going on?
No. What happens is Russ is still over on there here, but it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and send a message to Russ
Is James Winston still doing the show?
Yeah.
Jim? Is Bob James in there with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Russell, he's just, you know, Russell don't ever call in a Jim show, I don't think. He never calls in.
No. And Jim, you know, I'm surprised that Wickstrom, I'm surprised that Wickstrom, you know, even hasn't unmuted everybody.
Well, one time, Troublemaker Russ, he said the wrong thing in the chat room.
Yeah, he pretty well said something about not putting on them guys.
He got offended Jim Hickson didn't like, and so Jim and Bob started bashing his lesbian daughter, you know, trying to beat up on Russ. You know, trying to get him to shut up because he brought up something bad about Wickstrom. But so how many listeners does Wickstrom have tonight?
Oh, he has about 25 or so.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of gas that he has muted here, but you have a few nimbusters. You have the pisser possum. You have the nymphard that pretends to be, the nymphard that pretends to be Linda, rushing Mary America. I mean, essentially, pisser is just sparring openly against you over on nymphard radio.
Pisser, Jeremy
Pisser.
Yeah, Jeremy Visser has a lot of sock puppets. I mean, he's pretty easy to spot, him and Obi Genderbender. What about, I bet the Papa Cat's in there. And maybe
Papa Cat is on. Let me see. You have one coacher. That's a single sheen yacht one here. You have Papa Twat. You have Randy Gray here. You have R.D. Bradshaw. There's a Nimbuster. You know what I mean? I think that's Frankenwigger, actually. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Frankenwigger
doesn't want to come on a show. Sometimes comes on as Salty Cherokee, and sometimes I think it's R.D. Bradshaw.
Okay.
Anyway, I just went ahead and said, any case, hopefully Russ will go ahead and see that, thing here. Anyway, getting back on there. I'm going ahead and calling the conspiracy theory you should call. I'm calling it Explanation 666. Is it the Jews are behind it? You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
The Jews are behind it. You cannot trust the Jews. You know what I mean? The Jews are behind this shit. So, that's pretty much what you got to understand. Okay?
Yeah.
So, in any case, I'm looking at Wigger Ivor here. You have three Wiggers and one Mamsris. And the leading young Wigger, he didn't win immunity. And the old Wigger, man, he did win, immunity. So, pretty well, I think they're going to go ahead and send the young Wigger man home here because he's well-liked and he's been smart and he's been strong. And they want to go ahead and make sure he gets sent home so that they can go ahead and win here. But I'll go ahead and look at it. I'm recording on DVR, and I'll find out later on here. But essentially, I'm going ahead and just doing, announcing the show here. But in any case here, as I look at it, our movement, be it Christian identity. Our movement is just so filled with Jews and mongrels and Mamsers pretending to be us. And, you have Jews screaming about the Jews. You have Jews like Fink. You have Jews like Eli James. You have Melungeons like Dan Johns and Jeremy Visser. I mean, they're all sick. They're all criminals. They're all vicious. They're all just, they're just Mamser Jew, evildoers pretend to be Christian identity. And trying to change Christian identity. And Saturday night, you had, I got blocked quite a few times here. Here's Eli James at the same time talking about how the Jews censor. Well, here's Eli James censoring the crap out of me. And you have Jeremy Visser and you have Woba Genderbender over on Visser's, over on Eli James's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pretty much now, now think has gotten a bigger audience again than Eli James here. So it sort of goes ahead. You have the Mongols and Mamsers going from one to the other and then back and forth here. Well, it looks like the show has ended here. In any case, let me see here.
Wickstrom will only do an hour show. I've never known him.
Well, the call has gone ahead and ended here. Anyway, would you want to go ahead and, let's go ahead and just finish this, and then I'll just go ahead and call Russ and have him call me back, okay? He'll call me back on the house phone, and we'll do a segment with him, okay?
That's fine.
All righty. And I'll do a segment with him, and then, then what happens is that how late are you going to stay up here? You gonna stay, up to about 10?
Open up the chat room. Are you open up the chat room?
No, the chat room isn't open here. This is being recorded on MP3.
Yeah. So you're gonna start the show officially what, an hour or 30 minutes?
I'm gonna start it around what? Oh, probably It's probably going to be about 11, you know, it's probably going to be 11 o'clock when Survivor ends. I'm going to go ahead. You know what I mean? That's going to be too late here, but, you know, I mean, why don't you just go ahead and let me go ahead and talk to Ruff. And then if you're up, I'll go ahead and give you a call until you call back here, okay?
That's fine.
All right, have victory. Okay, folks, well, we'll go ahead and take a short break, and we'll be back. We talk to Russ Walker. There we go. Recorder here.
Serious video time. I want to talk about a problem that we have in the United States that's getting really bad. Black people. We have so many of them, and I can't stand them. You'll lose them in the dark. They eat all your goddamn chicken, and everything else is wrong with them. I think we should have a new plague that gets rid of just black people, because the niggers are ridiculous.
look at me, I'm April Daisy, horny as a skank can be. I'll gobble your cock, just canary and rock. Sure enough, I'm April Daisy.
Stop it! Hey, I'm Wigger Swill. Beat my arm, fight my Buffalo Bill. Slap all them skanks, don't expect me no fill. I'm going to get my fill. I don't wait. No prayer. Don't you ask me to care. I get full in one blue job. Get your master paws on my pussy jaws. You can't throw that crap with a nut.
As for you, how Covington,
I know what you don't like them. Don't walk the secret and no optics out west. I'm just old April KD. County, county, let me be. Says keep that blue game far from me. See, I call now I'm starting to drool. Says for jungle, I'm April KD.
Are you making fun of me, Pope Marty?
Some people are so fucking touchy.
Hello, Ruff.
Okay.
Well, I got a backup and I got it fixed out and pretty well things went. I do like watching Survivor because essentially it tells you about the behavior of Zoglings in the Zogland here. But pretty well tonight's program was about this Newtown incident. And what I call Explanation 666. Did you see my email that I sent out?
I'm reading it right now.
Okay. Pretty well, I call Explanation 666. Essentially, people no longer believe what the pigs tell them because the pigs just lie. They're just like Visser or Alex Winder, Eli James. They just simply tell whatever lies you believe, and then tell more and more and more lies, and they bluster, and they threaten, and they do whatever.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to believe these people.
Is this a social call, or you want to record this for your program?
I am recording it right now on MP3. You know what I mean?
Okay, fine.
See, what I do, and I did the same thing, last year when I was off on Brian Rio, I learned to record on the MP3 player. And the MP3 player had three times the dynamic range of, TalkShoe calling in on a cell phone. And essentially a landline, plain old telephone service has about at least twice the dynamic range of a cell phone.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me twice.
Okay, so pretty well, that's why I have you call me on my house phone. You'll have you call me on my house phone to, essentially I have you calling me up on the house phone to, just pretty well, I get a better dynamic, range by doing that. You know what I mean? So, anyway, you doing okay, Russ?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm still in a state of shock over the election. That bitch Claire McCaskill won
She won by quite a bit. It was more than 2%, you know what I mean?
Do you know how many women I've talked to who the only thing they care about is abortion, and they all voted Democrat? I mean, it's unbelievable.
What you got to understand is that Uncle Sam
Uncle Sam is a ruling pussy in their lives. Not their husbands, not their boyfriends, not their daddies. Essentially, Uncle Sam will take from the evil white man and give to them. And you end up having Quaker women believing that they're going to have a career and they're going to have abortions and they're going to have it all. It's just like this heifer, Mona Montgomery, who essentially aborted two or three of her children, and now she's in her 70s, and she realizes that she doesn't have nothing. And pretty well, last time she called, she was trying to convince me that the Book of Numbers about this Chelsea offering was essentially Yahweh giving religious abortions here. And I told him, no, that had nothing to do with abortions. It had everything to do with figuring out whether some woman was cheating on her husband. She got mad. She got mad because that's not what she wanted to hear. You know what I mean? She wanted to hear something else.
Well, what I was going to do, I was going to take the jobs away. They can put so much of a woman's body is devoted to reproduction. Mm-hmm. You can't really disagree with that. Whether you like it or don't like it, I mean, such a big percentage of our body is devoted to reproduction. Versus for men, a very small percentage of their body is devoted to reproduction.
Well, her womb, her entire immune system, her breath.
It's the whole deal.
I mean, her hips. I mean, essentially, her body is devoted to, well, essentially, like any female animal, mammal anyway, is devoted to essentially gestating and bringing to term a fetus or an embryo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I suspect maybe 6 to 7% of a woman's body is devoted to reproductive activities. Where for the average man, if you take all of his parts, probably 4 ounces.
I mean, probably about 1 or 2%. You know what I mean?
Well, even if you weigh 200 pounds, 1% would be 2 pounds. It's way less than 1%.
Okay.
But whatever the number is, it's really minuscule. Men have much more muscle and bone and everything else than women. But a high percentage of women's bodies is reproductive activities. Whether you like it or don't like it, it's just a harsh fact of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these women, I mean, I don't know anything about Mona Montgomery. I don't know what she did or didn't do a lot. But a lot of these women, this all started back in the, and many of them back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
starting with, have careers and all that kind of stuff. Well, Yahweh's going to crush this economy. They just won't have careers to job.
Well, Yahweh isn't crushing the economy. The Jews are, but Yahweh's allowed it to happen. Okay?
You're right.
All right?
I'm 69 years old. I've never had a career. I've had a lot of firings, layoffs, deorganizations, reorganizations, all kinds of bullshit on the face of the earth, but I've never had a cold career. And maybe if I were a teacher or a nurse, worked for the government, I would have a career. But, so I never had a career. Life goes on. Big deal.
Well, if you're white, you don't really have any, ability to essentially, what the Great Depression was aimed at was essentially knocking down the value or the price. While the Jews took the gold, the Jews controlled the currency, the Jews did whatever they want, and they took away the farms and the small businesses and the stores away from white people so that they would have to, after the Depression, be forced into becoming a wage and tax slave for the corporations. Now, it's changed even more to where now white people are to be destroyed as a race here. And they have set up these what is going on now. Now, in Newtown, Connecticut, folks, this is Connecticut. This is not a white area. I mean, you may end up having some pure-blooded Quakers.
Wait. I used to live in a town. I used to live in Bethel, Connecticut, which is 10 miles away from Newtown. It is a white upper-class area. There's no doubt about that. I mean,
by white, you mean Jews, and then what happens is that
they're sure.
They're Sabbath Quaker Confederates, and then maybe a token nigger or two, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's a higher income, heavily Roman Catholic area, white liberals. Hey, my attitude is Connecticut voted for the Mongol, let the grief start there. I've got no sympathy. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't either. I mean, these were not my people.
Say, but I've got no sympathy.
These are not our people. How many white dual feline Christian identity people do you think got killed, or their children got killed in that massacre?
Zero.
I mean, they're not our people, are they? They're not our kind, are they?
Well, the children are innocent. There's no doubt.
Well, they're going to grow. I mean, this 20-year-old mongrel, which went ahead, he looked sort of like he looked a little bit lighter than Brian Real. I mean, he looked like a screwed up little Sicilian, wop like Brian Real, right?
He's a mongrel pervert, mongrel. I'm sure he's probably homosexual. Who knows what the hell he is? I mean, he's dead now. The thing is, Martin, we really know so little of what took place. Let Wichter and Bob Jones and all these other guys come out with all kinds of ideas. They may be right, they may be wrong. I don't know. Look, Kennedy's been dead for 50 years. We still don't really know what took place in the Kennedy assassination.
40, it was at what, November 22nd, 1963. So he's been dead 49 years and so many months. Yeah, close to 50 years.
Okay, but we really don't know what's taking place. The main difference now is we have the internet, we have emails, and a lot of questions are going to be asked very quickly, which would never happen with Kennedy assassination.
Well, there are questions asked. It's just that people are more trusting then. Now they know better.
Well, absolutely.
Nobody believes. I mean, like I was saying, it's sort of like, catching, Eli James, or, last night I was trolling the crap out of Eli James's chat room, and you end up having this critter, Rebecca Mesh. And essentially, I found her Facebook account and found out she claimed to have a half Cherokee daughter. Well, Rebecca Mesh is a mongrel. She's sort of gray meat. You know what I mean? And what happens, her daughter is very, very, very dark here. You know what I mean? Looks like old Pocahontas. But essentially, Rebecca Mesh is a mamzer herself here. And she freaked out 2 months ago. When essentially I posted her Facebook page and she just freaked out. And then Eli James announced that he was going to come up with a sermon.
Why should post her Facebook page? She made it be a public document. What's the big deal?
Well, no, she's not taking down my web pages, but she's denying that she's a mamzer now. But when she went ahead and posted it, she was so distraught here at me going ahead and seeing her actual Facebook page and putting up her picture of her kissing a fish, and then of her daughter, who was even darker than she was, that she just freaked out. And then Eli James had to block her, so she came back as victim of Satan. And guess who Satan was? I.e. me. But pretty well, her problem was that, hey, now she claims it's not her, but it was her because, she was rather indiscreet here, and I found out her real name. And she did essentially freak out, so that was her, but now she's claiming it's not her. But Eli James, he came up about a month ago with something called Crumbs, and he's fighting with Finkelstein and Emmeheiser, and essentially he's calling them exterminationists, but he's a dominationist. He believes that the non-whites will be resurrected to pick our cotton and, give us mint juleps and essentially, I guess we're going to need slaves or cotton pickers or whatever in the, in the next world here.
Who is that?
Eli James does. That's what he came up with. Crumbs here, huh?
I never heard that. I don't.
Well, that's what he has on his webpage. And he told Rebecca Mace, don't worry, don't listen to Linstead. You can be a mongrel and you still can be saved and you still have all this and all that.
Never heard him say that, but anyone
will. I see it in his chat room. You know what I mean? Last night he was whining about Jew censorship and Jew kicking him off, and essentially he was blocking the crap out of me.
Sure, last night I wasn't aware Eli James on Saturday night.
No, this is the only time he's usually on talk show. He's usually on this Dan Kersey from Georgia's on Thursday. He was bitching they got kicked off of Blog Talk or radio last night. He was bitching about censorship.
by the Jews, but essentially he was blocking the crap out of me, and I was logging on. I got four laptops, and unusually able to go ahead and get on and, you know, get on and have my way. You know what I mean? Got four laptops now. So, in any case, I'm able to go ahead and save the chat. I'm able to go ahead and get on as a guest or, you know, log on, log off, flash troll, whatever. And essentially that's what was going on last night. He has a Saturday night show, you know, like James does here. Wisdom's had his show back on.
This country is cursed. Deuteronomy 17, we're going to have all kinds of crap come down the road. I mean, fires, explosions, drought. I crossed the Mississippi River a little over a week and a half ago. It is still at record low levels. The Midwest is dry. If there is not going to be a whole bunch of rain this coming spring, we may be cooked as far as food supply is concerned. I mean,
well, it's pretty bad. Up in South Dakota, they're buying and they're taking all this land out of the soil conservation program. And my brother went ahead and said that my area of the ranch, essentially somebody went ahead up there and they plowed their fields this fall. They plowed their fields this fall without any rain. You know, without any rain in there, they plowed it, and essentially you have, just like the Great Depression, you end up having a big old drift here, and it drifted right across my left fence line and covered it with dust. You know what I mean? Just like in the Great Depression. And you end up having the same stupid crap, people trying to get rich on cropland, which should not be taken out of crop.
Oh, Fort Martin, that doesn't make a bit of sense.
Well, I mean, essentially, you end up having land, and that's why I don't like about it. You have land going ahead and selling for, up there, for $1,500 an acre. And there's no way, using cattle, you're going to go ahead and get the use back here for less than, what, 50 years. It used to be when the land was $200 an acre, you could go ahead and put in the soil conservation program for $25 an acre here, you know, put it back in grass. It used to be farm, but you take it out of production, you know, this sort of iffy land, which, you know, was used for dry land wheat farming, you take it out of production, and essentially get $25 an acre once you put it back to grass.
Why plow it?
Huh?
Why plow it? That's stupid.
Well, because now you end up having these freaking idiots. They're trying to plant corn in West River, South Dakota.
They can plow corn. They can plant the corn. It can grow. No.
Well, it'll grow, but only if you end up having rain like you have in Iowa. You know what I mean?
Well,
and usually you're not going to have rain in Iowa. I mean, essentially, that's what, you know, that's what happened, is that you had some people trying to put in some winter wheat or something. And what they did is they the winds came and it blew dirt from a couple miles onto my fence line and buried half the fence. You know what I mean? And it drifted about
snow fence. Snow fence. I know what you're talking about.
No, it was a snow fence. It was just simply a barbed wire fence. It went ahead and literally just drifted up against that fence. You know what I mean?
It drifted up on a barbed wire fence, not even a snow fence.
Yeah, it just drifted up here. So, I mean, heck, you know, that's what my brother was saying. It was that some idiot went ahead and plowed it, you know, plowed it in, what, September, October, and now it's, you know, the dirt has drifted up against my, against my fence line. You know what I mean? Buried half the fence here, you know, to a distance of about 2 or 3 feet. You know what I mean?
Well, in any event.
You know, so they're essentially, I guess the banksters or whatever, they're putting up this money and they're looking for something to put it into, even though it can't go ahead and produce $1,500 an acre in less than 100 years. You know what I mean?
Headed for a food catastrophe, and the Midwest is dry. When the Mississippi is down, the Mississippi is where the water goes.
Well, what they're doing is they're essentially they're trying to make South Dakota and North Dakota and Montana go ahead and lower their rates here, so they will be able to have more barge traffic down the Mississippi River. I mean, it's really, really, really low in the Mississippi.
That's right. Well, the barges now are having to go half filled barges, and they're dredging out the Mississippi. There are major troubles coming down the road in the Mississippi. Hey, look, I can't do anything about it. The people in Iowa need to be screwed. They got Obama going initially 4 years ago. They supported him. Let those dumbass white Yankee bat sons of bitches get nailed with a blowing dust and no corn and no rain. I don't care.
Okay. Well, the point I wanted to go ahead and make here is that for all practical purposes, you don't know what to believe. You just know that they're just probably lying to you. It may have been a nut. It may have just been a nut. He shot his mudshot mother and took her guns and went to this. I mean, you go ahead and you listen to it. Essentially, this was liberal winter paradise here in Connecticut. This was not an old school building. This was a school building run according to liberal winter principles, to where if somebody comes to the front door, there's only one entrance to get in. It has a camera. You have to sign in. They have to know you. You have to state your business. Then they let you in. You know what I mean? If they don't know you and you're not able to state the reason you're there, why they don't let you in. But what did this little mongrel supposedly do? He shot the window out. And then what he did is he immediately went ahead and opened that one door, and here they were trapped with just one exit. And he went down the hallway and went to schools, school classes, and started shooting.
Essentially, Martin, we don't know what to believe at this time.
Well, that's my point here. That's the story. But even using liberal Quaker notions here, those children were not, quote, safe, were they?
No.
No. And let's say you go ahead and read what I call Explanation 666. It's sort of like Occam's razor. You go ahead, whatever happens, you blame the Jews for it. Jews did it. Jews did 9/11. Jews did Oklahoma City. Jews did Newtown, whatever. Let's say, regardless of what you believe here, doesn't really matter. There's no saving Zog Babylon. Our kind did not get hurt in Newtown, Connecticut, and essentially we shouldn't give a crap what happened to them. And we shouldn't believe anything the government says, because whatever the government says is bound to be a lie, correct?
Oh, Obama, of course Obama will lie. He's power hungry. He'll do whatever it takes to get more.
Oh, hell, tonight I was listening. We cannot tolerate this anymore. There have been four major killings, in Tucson, Arizona, in Aurora, Colorado, some other place, and now this. We cannot allow this. We're going to have to go ahead and sanctuary. We're going to have to bang guns. We're going to have to go ahead and stop this. That's what he's saying. No, that's what he's saying here. And essentially, you end up having a sanctuary talking about taking Wigger's guns. I mean, well, what happens, I don't see how gun control would have solved anything, but hey, they want to pretend that it will. You know what I mean?
Well, it's people control. It's not gun control.
It's people control. I mean, folks, pretty well this school is run as good as it can here. I got a local liberal wigger, Cousin Randy Turner. He's calling for gun control. He's sort of saying that we ought to listen to him some more. We ought to go ahead and listen to him. We ought to not allow homeschooling. We ought to do this here. We ought to go ahead and have more of our kids locked up in a gun-free zone here so they can be shot by any psychotic or any government pig coming along. And, how's more of the same going to go ahead and save anything? But what I'm trying to point out is our little bowel movement.
Okay, I'll take it off right now. Okay.
Okay, but essentially, what I'm saying, the solution isn't to go ahead and rely on Wickstrom or Eli James or myself. Essentially, I think every alien Christian identity person should get close to Yahweh and look after his own family, and pretty well let the devil get the rest here, because that's what's going to happen.
Well, that's
right.
Happen. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
right. Well, I'll let you go. I'm glad you're back, and perhaps we can talk to you later. You have a good one, Russ.
I'll see you.
All right. Hail victory. Well, that was Russ Walker. He has gotten back. He's back home. And we had him for a segment, and I'll go ahead and play that in a little bit. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and be back in just a few. Hail victory. And be back in just a few. Hail victory. Okay, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes here. That's the end of what I already had. And I'll probably end up having the last segment, and we'll just go ahead and finish it up then. Okay, folks, no victory. Okay, folks, we're back. I was looking at a few things. Pearson asked a bunch of questions here. He hasn't been around for the very first time since this show started. And in the, close to 3 years I've done the show, I've talked at length about my time in the bowel movement. Now, folks, the reason I recommend what I call the 10,000 warlords option is that it puts upon the listener to work to save himself, not join some fearless leader like David Duck or, you know, the Jew boy Alex Linder, or pretend to be Christian Identity even while a Jew, you know, like Eli James, or a Melungeon Mamzer like Jeremy Visser. I mean, folks, pretty well, you know, the purpose of the Movement Turd Show is to get people to stop looking for a great leader to save them and to get off their ass and start saving themselves. And by get off their ass, I'm not talking about running around in a funny uniform or actually doing anything, you know, that will bring you attention or money or notoriety. The vast majority of the listeners don't have any, well, they don't have any ability or the desire to do so. Now, folks, you should have a desire to pretty much save yourself and save your family. Now, we're not talking about some 20-year-old, snot-nosed kid who thinks he knows it all, and whatever he hasn't heard essentially doesn't matter. I'm talking about men in their late 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, who are, you know, fathers and grandfathers, who have some sort of responsibility to wife and children and grandchildren. There is no sense. There is no sense in you trying to save a system that is doomed to be destroyed, that should be destroyed, that should die. So most of the people I listen to, you'll end up having Nimbuster Tards, you'll end up having a bunch of people come in. And this show is to advise them not to look for a bowel movement führer of either white nationalist or southern nationalist or Northwest Front nationalist or Christian Identity or anything. It's to advise you that Zog's world, Zog's life is doomed, that it's finished off here, that there's no more of it. And it's time to call it, you know, pretty well call it, you know, a day here. And what I'm urging you to do is to make your own peace with Yahweh. I'm not asking you to go ahead and get a DNA test made to make sure you are 100% white, Aryan, whatever. I'm just simply saying, asking you to do something quietly, privately, between you and Yahweh. Yahweh knows who you are, where you're from, better than you will ever know. I'm just simply saying that it makes sense to do something that will build character for yourself and essentially make it to where you might make it through these terrible times which are coming ahead. It doesn't hurt at all to humble yourself, to understand that, you know, you are put on this earth for a short time, and the time you are here, if you are one of Yahweh's own, isn't to worship yourself, isn't to glorify yourself, isn't to say, look at me, 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 look at me. I mean, and that's why I make fun of all these people who pretend to be Christian identity, who pretend to be essentially, you know, Rebecca Mace. If she didn't have that dirty Jew, Eli James, pretty well pulling the chain, she would understand that she's already made choices in her life and she was a mamzer to begin with. It's not such a bad thing to have a relatively good-looking daughter who is rather dark and essentially be satisfied with who you are, especially since you cannot change it. Be satisfied with who you are. Jews and Uyghurs cannot be satisfied with who they are. Jews have to go out and do evil shit because they're driven to by their bloodline. And Uyghurs can't simply understand is that, hey, you were born on third base. Now, what the thing to do isn't to strike out or do something stupid. It is to simply purposefully walk when somebody goes ahead and bats a run in. Or to head out here when somebody does a single, if it's safe, as long as there ain't two outs. No, folks, I mean, I'm just simply asking you to take stock of yourself. Understand who you are. And to do the quiet, purposeful things, which advance not only yourself, but your family, those who rely upon you to take care of them. There's an old German saying of, you know, Lord, make me serene enough. Well, make me courageous enough to change the things that I can. Serene enough to accept those things I cannot change. And Lord, give me the wisdom to know the difference. That's rather wise here. You understand what you can do and you have the courage to change the things in your life that you can change. You're the salt of the earth and you should have favor the rest to where people look at you and understand where you come from, who you are, and you quietly about your circle of friends and family, and then in your community, you build a balanced, honorable life so that even the people who hate you have to lie about you in order to justify trying to destroy you. Now, in my case, yes, that, you know, there was a good deal of attempt to destroy me. And I had to be a tough man because I didn't have any choice here. I remember this little social worker. Oh, I am so in awe of all you, you know, look at me and three niggers. I am so in awe of you being, essentially, you're under terrible legal problems here. And essentially, you hang tough and you do whatever you have to do. And, you know, these three niggers were looking at him as if, what the fuck are you talking about, you fool? That way I had told him, I said, look, none of us have any choice. Be we innocent or guilty? I say I'm innocent. But be we innocent or guilty? If we beg for mercy from an evil regime, we're not going to get it. We have no choice but to be tough. We have no choice but to be hard men. We have no choice but to essentially continue fighting. We don't have any choice. Because if you show cowardice, you show stupidity, the world will not be merciful to you. In this show, I have repeatedly, sometimes I make criticisms for certain leaders here. Some are just absolutely evil and vicious and Jews like Eli James and Bill Fink and Sword, you know, Brian Real Sword Brethren, and others just weak and vicious like Clint Downey and a little meerkat, a number of them. The more vicious Jews like Alex Linder. And I give them a hard time. Now, there are some who I think are a little bit confused, like Brad Griffin or Hunter Wallace. And folks, I cut him some slack because I hope for better from him. And it doesn't make any sense to me to be mean just for the sake of being mean. Although some of you people may think, well, that Linford is mean. If you take anything, if you take anything out of this message, I want you to essentially, individually, be a leader among your own family and your community, and then maybe your area and region, and do the hard things that need to be done here, and hard things will need to be done. This cancer must be excised here. But let's understand, the Great Tribulation is going to do most of the cancer treatment. For example, I didn't do a single thing against Nimbusters. And now Nimbusters is up, and with mixed feeling, I go ahead and look at it being up. Sometimes it's valuable. Most of the time it's just simply perverse and idiotic and Jewish and ass clownery, and essentially, on the whole, it's probably better that it be down. But it's up. It's not like it pretends to be the end all the end all and be all. There ain't no popcorn. The end all or be all of evil on earth. But did I take down Nimbusters? No. Do I advocate people taking down Nimbusters? No. I mean, most of the time it's just simply a tard corral, and I only usually look at it on the nights when after I've gotten done with the show. And generally, Marty Choma, it's going to be stupid shit. There's been a lot of, bad filth about Roxy, but, Roxy doesn't know about it because I don't tell her about it. Pretty well ignorant about it. And that's the way it should be. Let's understand is that in, pretty well, this is a topical show. It covers what is being said or done. And tonight it was about this Newtown massacre, this incident. But folks, the point I'm trying to make is that, hey, none of ours were affected. This is just simply Mamzers and Uyghurs and Jews enjoying their end results. The chickens come home to roost, to where essentially you have so many crazy people, you have so many evil government officials who have no problem with essentially taking away guns from people so that they can do whatever they want to what remains of the white population. These schools are evil places. They turn white children into Uyghurs. And now, since Uyghurs have been taught that they should not protect that which is theirs, be it their family, be it their property, be it their liberty, they're no longer able to produce anything, because they don't profit from it. Neither their children or their property or their freedom. My stepdaughter, the only thing she had of any value that she's ever created in her life were four white, beautiful white children. And they were taken from her. And if she'd have really wanted them back, she probably could have got them. When these local pigs were stealing my grandchildren, they told Roxy and they told my stepdaughter, oh, we're not after you, we're just after Martin. When they say that here, I mean, do you think I'm going to have any mercy when I'm destroying their families
and saying, well, hey, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to say, hey, look, you destroyed my family, and the only way you can pay for it is with your life and the life of your family here. Because, look, folks, you were born evil, or you chose evil, but you chose to do evil to where you could go ahead. You weren't just a private criminal. You were a race traitor, regime criminal. And the penalty for this treason, for the sociopathic treason, is your family is responsible for your doings. They should have just simply gone ahead and swung you by your heels and cracked open your skull because you were born evil. In case someone like Jeremy Visser or Eli James or Alex Linder, evil Jews. Don't we, and didn't we, to Nazi Germany, didn't we set afire 120,000, mainly women and children in Dresden, to punish them for the sins of Adolf Hitler and Hermann Göring and Himmler and the rest? And folks, routinely, entire people who are innocent die. Did not Bill Clinton and that evil Jew bitch, Madeleine Albright, starve to death 500,000 Iraqi children in order to send Saddam Hussein a message that he needs to go back under heel and serve the Jews? The answer is sure we do. Sure they do. How is any Arab supposed to tell the difference between me and a Zionist swigger who supports murder of Palestinian children? Now, folks, if they got to know me, they'd know that I hate Jews. I'm like them, and that if it was up to me, there would not be a single dollar spent for Israel to go ahead and put Hittite, Khazar, Ashkenazi Jews based upon the mythical sins of the Germans against these evil Jews. It was up to me. There would essentially just be, maybe about a 100,000 or 200,000 man army, a navy, an air force, maybe a 250,000. And pretty much the vast majority of white men would be called up for service, called up to build the roads, to go ahead and build the roads, to go ahead and build the dams, the dikes, what have you. They would be called, and pretty well everyone would be called, because they would have to serve the interests of, to build the infrastructure in some cases here. There's always something useful that needs to be done. But, folks, it's a compact between generations. It's not going ahead and mining the young to let Jews have, have an expensive, overpriced, worthless education. It is where everybody, white, has a place. But folks, that isn't happening anymore. There's not going to be a federalism solution here. Harold Covington was in his book saying is that in many cases, when Zog falls apart, you will end up having regions and states. And essentially what they will do is they will just simply say, screw sending any money to Washington. Refuse sending any money to their local states, maybe even their local counties. And, pretty much that white people will have their own farms, their own small businesses, and there will not be any big multinational corporations, there will not be any big banks. Essentially, there's a bank, it'll be run and licensed for the benefit of the people in the state, just like the bank in North Dakota. And pretty well our horizon
as a people will pretty well go not to, you know, not to what happens hundreds of miles away or thousands of miles away, but rather our interest will be what happens in our own communities. Maybe what happens to our own local states. But folks, these are just simply states which have no real basis in blood or in common belief. So how do we get there from here? And the answer is we can't get there from here except going through the Great Tribulation. And if you want to go ahead and make it, don't worry about, you know, don't follow these bowel movement leaders. Don't follow these wandering mamzers or Wikipedia talks UCI. What you do is you understand, you know, if you believe in dual seedline Christian identity, you understand what you do believe in. But in many cases, it's sort of like arguing, well, Wesley Swift believed in preexistence. Okay, let's say he did. I don't. But on the other hand, can I live with somebody who does believe in preexistence? And the answer is yes. Can I believe in someone like Russ Walker who believes in Ephraim Scepter horseshit? Yes, I can. And once we go ahead and make our positions clear, you know, clear, there's no need to dwell upon it and look for things to fight about. No point at all. Rather what we do is that we live together in some degree of peace and some degree of prosperity because we mind our own business and we look after our own. But in order to do that, we need to at least have some knowledge in how to do that on our own. And we need to have enough to pretty much make it, to look after our own, to take care of them. And that's what I am all together for. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say Hail Victory. Yahweh bless. Good night. a Jew boy. We don't. Why do we need Jews, for that matter? Oh well. All right, folks. I'm gonna. You know, looks like my Pastor Lindstedt sock puppet went ahead and got cut off here. I'm gonna go ahead and do call night here, and I'm just gonna go ahead and call night, folks. That'll be.